Brett Snow was 26 years old when he left Anchorage to start a new life near the Yukon River with his girlfriend Lily Allen. The couple is featured in John McPhee's book, Coming Into the Country, published 40 years ago. Snow and Allen built a log cabin on the Nation River, a tributary to the Yukon, but in 1976, the Bureau of Land Management told them they were trespassing and forced them off their land. After he met McPhee, Snow offered to take him by canoe from Eagle to Circle, a trip that took 4 days. Snow says that it didn't take long for him to warm up to the writer.
I heard about him in town, and I told Lily, don't say a word to this guy. And then I managed to say a whole lot to this guy. She's always pointed that out to me. But I liked his attitude. He was kind of a geek, kind of a very unassuming. He was extremely good at putting people at their ease. One thing about John that was interesting, and I fell into it as well. As we were coming down the Charlie River together, I was in the stern of the boat, and we were going down through some sweepers and some things, and I thought, oh boy, watch this. He'll be able to see how good I am in this boat. He showed no proclivity to paddling, for instance, and yet later I found out that he'd grown up with a paddle in his hand. He was quite good at paddling. So, yeah, there were a lot of things about John that he just didn't come forth with initially, letting people tell their own story. John and I were sitting on the bank of the Charlie River. We had taken the boat up the Charlie a little ways. And through the time I spent with him up till then, he always expressed a real concern and fear of bears. And I knew that there were bears in the area, so I grabbed my rifle. We walked up, and we were sitting there. And while we sat there, I was telling her about my friend Dave Evans, who seemed to have no sense of fear when it came to thin ice, and that I was really concerned about thin ice all winter long. And that came out in his article and in the book, as that I was talking about how I was afraid of bears. And, it's a simple little thing and makes no difference at this point. As far as other areas of Alaska, there's just so much area still out there that's not easily accessed and not often traveled that I think if I were given the task, I suspect I could do pretty well for a couple of years before I was found.
Brad Snow appears in John McPhee's book, Coming Into the Country. He now lives half the year on a sailboat in Mexico and half the year in Fairbanks. Alaska's Energy Desk is celebrating the 40th anniversary of Coming Into the Country with a series of interviews, stories, and public forums this month.